Good afternoon, friends. Thanks for tuning in today. Got something a bit different today. This is Harry Stewart, and we met Harry a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And Harry runs a gym in Lisburn. He's a brother in the Lord. He's a Christian, and they have a special program here for not just for Christians, but for all sorts of people. And the Bible does talk a lot about exercise. It talks about running the race. It talks about those things, shadow boxing and different things. I'm just going to ask Harry, first of all, how you became a Christian, and then you can talk a bit about your gym and what you've got on offer here for for people, body, soul and spirit sort of things.
Yeah, that's right.
Harry, so, thank you.
Yep. So basically about 2 years ago, folks, I decided to come back to the Lord and be a Christian again. I was a Christian when I was much younger and then sort of went my separate way from the Lord. But the last 2 years, I sort of felt like something was missing from my life. And I would do a lot of training, a lot of physical exercise, but spiritually I wasn't close to God and I wasn't strong in the Lord.
Yeah.
And I just sort of felt like something was missing, as I say. So I wanted to come back to him, and some of my good friends that come to my little gym here in the centre of Lisburn are Christian people. So I started talking to them about God again. And one day in Wallace Park, I decided to meet one of the gentlemen, and he led me back to the Lord. And it was just lovely.
Yeah.
And from that, actually, my family started going to the little church we go to, the Transformation Centre in Lisburn. And my wife is now a Christian too.
Brilliant.
And two of my girls are Christians. And it's just lovely to see the transformation in my family as well as myself. So it's been a real blessing to me coming back to God. And I just feel more fulfilled.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's lovely. You know, it's good.
Well, that's wonderful, Harry. God's gracious and merciful, and he's done a work in your life and the work of your family's lives as well. So this gym is right in the middle of Lisburn on Bow Street.
That's right.
Yeah. River Island's across the way. It's very, very easy to find. It's accessible. There's car parks. So you run a bit of a program, and you believe in a kind of not just looking after your
the body.
Soul as a Christian, but also your body.
That's
and
right.
That affects your mind as well, doesn't it?
Yeah. So basically, when I became a Christian, obviously I work in health and fitness and well-being. And our little gym, it's called TST 247, and it's Team Stewart Training, basically. So I decided to start a program, a Christian program, for people called Warriors for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what Warriors for Christ is, it has three different elements to it, which is the body, the soul, and the mind. The body is looking after your health and fitness. The soul and spiritual is looking after how your spiritual health is. And if you need assistance or help, then there's Christian people within our program that can advise you.
Yeah.
And then obviously we look at mindset as well, and how you think about things, and how you think about your life and your lifestyle. And then that coincides with your food habits, your sleeping habits, and also your training. So it's quite exciting. We have just developed this. It's a new program for Christian people, and we work within small groups, and it's very encouraging. We get some really fantastic results. So if anybody is out there that's a Christian and you would like to come and do some sort of physical exercise or fitness, maybe you need to lose weight, maybe you want to get a bit stronger, maybe you're lacking in confidence about going to the bigger gym facilities, well then I would like to encourage you, if you would like to come along to our little gym. It's a family-run gym. We are Christian people ourselves and love the Lord. And we would like to encourage you, if you would like to come along, that we'll help you as much as we can.
That's brilliant, yeah. Harry, going to the gym sometimes, for someone that's maybe got on in life a bit, 30, 40, not used to going to the gym, or maybe even a bit beyond that, and I think full of big bodybuilders and, you know, it's a wee bit different here. It's a great gym, it's a great setup, but people wouldn't need to feel intimidated, surely wouldn't, if they were coming along.
No. I mean, our little gym environment is for normal people who want to lose weight, want to increase in fitness, want to increase in strength. But we cater for everybody. And you're saying about 30 and 40 year olds there, Roger. I think our oldest client is 74.
Good.
And she comes along and she is fabulous. She's actually a Christian lady and she does really, really well. So listen, it's for everybody. The gym is for everyone. And I would like to encourage people that if you're sitting there and maybe you feel a bit lonely, maybe you just want to increase in fitness, maybe you just want to have a wee bit of social and fellowship, then this is the place to come to.
Good. And just before we finish, how do people, is there a website or a Facebook page that
yes,
can
well,
look at just to get
yeah.
the details?
If you would like to contact me directly, my name is Harry Stewart. If you would like to contact me through Facebook or Instagram, or our little gym is called TST247. And if you would like to message us, private message us through social media, we'll be glad to chat to you. And I can share my phone number and we can get a call. And then if you would like to come in and see the place, you'd be very
yeah.
welcome.
Yeah. And it's a brilliant facility. It's what, everything's about 2 years old.
It is. It's pretty brand new, to be fair. Yeah. We opened it during COVID, believe it or not.
Good.
And we were very blessed that everything just sort of fell into place for us, Roger.
Brilliant. Well, look, folks, there it is. TST Fitness in Lisburn. Harry Stewart, you can look it up, Facebook, I'm sure there's different mediums as well, but Facebook's the main one maybe. And look up this man, see what you think, and look after yourselves. Good to be saved, to know that you are in Christ, but it's also good to do a bit of exercise. Whenever Adam sinned against the Lord, God said, "Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and by the sweat of thy brow." So Adam had to do a bit of work, a bit of hard work up a sweat.
Absolutely.
Because we're fallen creatures. But God bless you, friends. We really appreciate that. And thank you, Harry, for giving us your time.
Thank you very much.
Okay. See you soon, folks. Bye-bye.